Dearly beloved, we are gathered here in the sight of God and in the presence of this company to join together this man and this woman in the sacred estate of matrimony. In Eden, this ordinance was instituted by the loving Creator. He saw that it was not good that man should be alone, and therefore made this woman to be a helpmeet for him. In God's design, each new home is to be a place where the love and peace and purity of Eden shall abide. To this end are the exhortations of Holy Scripture. Wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands as unto the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church. Therefore, as the church is subject unto Christ, so let the wives be to their own husbands in everything. Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church, and gave himself for it, that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word, that he might present it to himself, a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. So ought men to love their wives as their own bodies. He that loveth his wife loveth himself. For no man ever yet hated his own flesh, but nourisheth and cherisheth it, even as the Lord the church. For we are members of his body, of his flesh, and of his bones. For this cause shall a man leave his father and mother, and shall be joined unto his wife, and they two shall be one flesh. Ephesians 5:22-31. This institution of marriage Christ blessed and adorned by his presence at the marriage feast in Cana of Galilee, honoring it by the first miracle that he ever wrought. Marriage is further commended to us by the Apostle Paul as worthy of all honor, each party to this solemn covenant being required of God to keep inviolate its sacred obligations so long as both shall live. And it is therefore not by any to be contemplated nor entered into unadvisedly or lightly, but reverently, soberly, and in the fear of God, duly considering that matrimony was divinely ordained for the mutual help and comfort that the one needs and should receive from the other, both in prosperity and in adversity. And to this holy estate, these two persons here present come now to be joined. Therefore, if any man can show just cause why they may not lawfully be joined together, let him now speak, or else hereafter forever hold his peace. I require and charge you both, that ye shall answer in the day of judgment, when the secrets of all hearts shall be disclosed, that if either of you knows any cause or impediment why ye may not lawfully be joined together in matrimony, you do now confess it, for be ye well assured that any who are coupled together otherwise than God's word doth allow, and not joined together by God, neither is their marriage lawful. And now, solemnly promising before God in the presence of these witnesses, wilt thou, William King, have this woman, Sylvia Andrews, to be thy wedded wife, to live together after God's ordinance in the sacred estate of matrimony? Wilt thou love her, comfort her, honor her, cherish her, in sickness and in health, in prosperity or adversity, and forsaking all other, keep thee only unto her, so long as ye both shall live? Dost thou so declare?
I do.
Wilt thou, Sylvia Andrews, have this man, William King, to be thy wedded husband, to live together after God's ordinance in the sacred estate of matrimony? Wilt thou love, honor, and cherish him in sickness and in health, in prosperity or adversity, and forsaking all other, keep thee only unto him, so long as ye both shall live. Dost thou so declare?
I do.
Forasmuch as William King and Sylvia Andrews have consented to be joined together in holy wedlock and have witnessed the same before God in this company, and thereto have given and pledged their troth each to the other, and have declared the same by joining hands, I, as a minister of the gospel, and by authority of the law of Maine, do pronounce that they are husband and wife. What God hath joined together, let no man put asunder. Amen. O Lord, our Heavenly Father, we ask thy choicest blessings upon this newly married man and wife. As they embark upon the journey of life together, we pray that thou watch over them to keep them in all the circumstances and providences that they encounter. We pray, O Lord, that thy blessing may rest upon this newly established home. Make it a glory to God and a help in the community as they embark upon their life's work in the gospel of the kingdom of Christ. May they have success in all their labors. Now the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace, now and evermore. Amen.
gives me pleasure to introduce Mr. and Mrs. William King.